Welcome to the Mastering Mindfulness Institute, a place to stop diet sabotage and create a life of balance. I'm your host, Gina Werfel, registered dietitian and master of human nutrition. Let's dive in. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Mastering Mindfulness Institute podcast. I'm finally back, recording by myself today, unfortunately, but it's been a while since I've done this, but I've had some things on my mind. And what has actually been on my mind has been, what have I been feeling and experiencing along my path to greater mindfulness? And sometimes I have these little moments of self-trust. And like today I've lately been doing Qigong, which is really cool. I've been trying it here in Costa Rica. I know I'm kind of going all over the place right now, but I've been doing Qigong in Costa Rica, which is kind of like Tai Chi. And it's been so amazing to help me slow down and get more in tune with my body. And what was so cool is I've been able to come into this really slow, centered state and deep connection with my body. And the instructor actually had us like sit very still and practice just lifting one individual toe at a time. And I was like, whoa, what a mastery practice of the connection that is so deep with your body that you just lift one toe on its own. And so it's been really amazing to see how much growth I've had from at one point feeling almost numb to my body, even though I exercised and I did yoga and I did all the things. At one point, I just felt completely numb to like my feelings, my sensations, my hunger, everything. And so to feel so sensitive to everything in my body, from the physical things to the feelings to the emotion to my hunger to my cravings, I have these moments where my heart just pours in gratitude that I decided to take this path and get to know myself deeper. And so sometimes when these little moments happen and my heart is just like, oh, I'm so grateful that I stayed and I kept learning and I kept growing. And I just kept finding these little breadcrumbs on the trail to like, I don't know what the end is, but what is next? What is next? And I've got to watch myself evolve in the way that I think, the way that I am being, how I am approaching my food, my experience. And what's really beautiful now is as I've gone through these stages, they almost seem like very distinct stages. And what's really cool is I also watch my clients move through these very distinct stages. And I'm like, wow, it actually seems like there is a very clear path that we all take. And so I thought I would share a breakdown of what happens at each stage. And I think that is so helpful because one, you can be like, oh, what I'm experiencing right now is not bad. It's on the way. This is the path. I have to think in this way. I've been thinking this way now. What is the next step to evolve my thinking to keep moving towards mastering mindfulness? It's not going to happen overnight. It's an evolution of the way that I think, the way that I be, and the way that I get help and support. So I thought this was so helpful for myself, and maybe this can give you some insights. It's really not at all a way to be hard on ourselves for like, oh, you're at level one, you know, you're at the bottom. It's actually like, oh, no wonder why I am struggling or I haven't gotten to where I want to be yet. This is the way that I'm thinking and I'm on my path. Now, how can I evolve to the next step? How can I evolve to the next step? Makes it so much easier. So please be kind to yourself as I share with you some of these steps and just know that it's an evolution and everything that you're experiencing is normal. The way that we talk to ourselves, the way that we think, how we relate to our food, it's all normal, a part of the process. So let's break it down into stages. Stage one, which is 100% where I started, this was unaware autopilot. And at this stage, somebody might eat when it's time. So they're not really feeling if they're hungry or not. They're just like, oh, 12 o'clock. And I was so that person. 12 p.m. on the dot is lunchtime. In fact, I had been thinking about food all morning, even if I had breakfast. So by the time I was like, it's 12, that means I'm allowed to have food. So it's more like eating when it's time instead of what the body is saying. And at this stage, we might make those impulsive food choices where like you just grab something, you're not really thinking about it. Maybe it's routine. Maybe you go somewhere to eat just because it's on your way home or you've just gotten into a rhythm. And there's not a lot of thought into how you're eating or why you're doing what you do. And sometimes without this awareness, we might start feeling physically tired. Maybe the body is starting to get some aches and pains, but not quite willing to really look at the truth of how our health has gotten to this place. And so sometimes in this first stage one, we might be in denial about how sad we are, or uncomfortable we are with our health status, and we might not really be allowing ourselves to feel the pain of that. Now, sometimes something can happen. Maybe we finally come to truth, whether we realize where we're really at or something happens, but with our willingness to have more awareness of what's really going on, we can progress to stage two. So in order to progress, we have to get honest with ourselves about, am I really truly happy with my health? It doesn't mean everyone is in the stage. It doesn't mean that I'm telling you, you have to be unhealthy with your health or you have to be unhappy with your health. But it is important that if you do feel that deep down you have this inner knowing, I want something to change and be different, it starts with being honest about ourselves, about the pain of what is really going on. And it's easy to make rationalizations and every excuse in the world for why we can't do it and how we have a vacation coming up and we're too busy and we have these things. But it ends up numbing out ourselves and it creates this unaware stage one. So to progress, we can't go from stage one to a mindful master. Next to stage two. Stage two is confusion. And in this place, we might be like, yeah, something's got to change. And we might be trying diet after diet and a lot of fails. We don't have any control over food and cravings. It's on and off. Maybe we feel full, but we still decide to overeat anyways. And we don't understand ourselves. Like, why do I always do this? I must be broken. And a person's life in this stage often is like, oh, I'm so busy. I don't have any time. And they don't have time for themselves. They have to put themselves on the back burner and they can't sit still in meditation. They have thoughts like, I'm just bad at meditation. I can't focus. And a lot of the time, this stage might come with a lot of shame and guilt and sadness. They're starting to feel the truth and they're afraid of failing again. And in this stage, health feels like a daily battle. And around this time, they might actually be seeking a mentor and thinking something has to change. I don't know the answers. And if they continue to progress with more awareness, they move to stage three. Now, stage three is what I call hopeful despair. They might be thinking, I don't understand myself, but I'm willing to learn. I want to be healthier. I just don't know how. And so they might find themselves still self-sabotaging and feeling a little bit not grounded. And when the pain of this shows up and they feel themselves sabotaging, if they have a coach or a program, they might actually stop showing up for their coaching in this difficult time because they do feel a lot of shame. But at this stage, with more awareness and growth, if they continue to move forward to stage four, they come to a place of curiosity. Now, in stage four is a big turning point. A lot of people turn back at stage three because they're too stuck in their own shame. In stage four, we move from shame to curiosity of our experience. Now, this person starts noticing their habits. They get curious. They're open to learning. They really begin journaling and they're looking for these little clues throughout their day. And sometimes, and a lot of the time, they're still sabotaging. They're still having these quote unquote mess ups, but they're, after it happens, they're really reflecting on their choices and what happened with curiosity. They're starting to get to know themselves. And at this stage, when they do have these challenges, they really lean into their coach. They show up with their coach and their mentor to get support and help them through this experience. Now, with their greater awareness, they can actually progress to stage five. Stage five is flow. This is where they're practicing. Everything is seen as a practice. The way that they're eating, being, feeling, experiencing life. They're starting to embrace the struggles without judging it. So they start to see everything as just an experience without it being right or wrong. They're just seeing, okay, I'm just having an experience. And when mealtime comes around, they see it as a place to practice and that they're having this growing relationship to food. And they start tuning in and noticing their hunger levels while they're eating. And before they even make a food choice, they might pause and start thinking, do I really want this? Is this in alignment with myself? And they are able to start saying no to foods that are not in alignment for themselves. They're often checking in with their body and they're reflecting on their body and their experience. Everything is an experiment. They're really working with their experience as being their teacher, and they're really leaning in. Now we're so close. There's lots of practice. With this practice and practice and practice, we can finally progress to stage 6, which is mastery. I think of mastery as not a destination, but it's when you fully embrace being the student of life. And you're regularly checking in, they're regularly checking in with their body and can easily feel in tune. Like, is that my hunger? Is this a craving? What's happening here? And they're able to really be in the stillness. There's nothing that they are afraid of within themselves. They can be in the discomfort and they are willing to explore it. And they're really in tune with knowing, like, when is it a food craving coming on? And they don't feel like they're being controlled by food. They know how to work with their body's cravings and able to listen to what it means. And at this point, they're able to also enjoy indulgences like treats and foods that they really love without losing control and binging. And if they want to be healthy, it can feel natural and at ease. They can listen to their body, how it wants to move, and they don't really have to force and plan and think about forcing health habits. It just, they can be very present and in the moment and just tap in and be like, what does my body actually need right now? And it feels a lot easier. And there's not so much planning and stress with it. It's just in flow. And so at the mastery level, it's not a destination to reach. It's just a really, really key mindset shift and experience to life and food. That now everything is the teacher. It's not about being perfect, but full radical willingness to experience everything, experience all of it, presence with all of it, the feelings, why we're eating the way that we are. And it's so beautiful. So knowing these stages, wherever you are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, let's recap for a second. Stage 1 is unaware autopilot, where we just don't have awareness and we're kind of in denial. Stage 2 is confusion. I know what I want. I just don't know how to get there. Stage 3 is hopeful despair. I don't understand, but I'm willing to learn. Stage 4 is I'm curious. I'm getting curious with my experience. Stage 5 is flow. Okay, now I'm practicing. Stage 6 is mastery. I'm radically open to all experiences that are here as my teacher. And when you can get to that stage of mastery, it's really cool because you can kind of allow the coach to go. You can allow your experience to be your teacher. And maybe along the way, when you get stuck, maybe new perspectives can help with some healing. Or I know even for me, when I get stuck on things, I'm still hiring mentors and coaches to help me unpack things. But 99% of my healing is just being willing to be open to my experience. So I hope this helps you if you are on your journey of learning how to grow, learning how to move through your experience, as you're learning how to get to the next stage with mindfulness. It's been an amazing journey for me, and I just thought it was so cool to see this actually mapped out. So I'd be so curious to hear where you're at in your journey. As always, if something resonated with you, I'd love for you to reach out to me. I see all of my emails and messages on Instagram. Would love. And if you love this episode or you love this podcast, I'd love and so very much appreciate a rating or a review. Much appreciated. It's great to know who's out there, who's listening. Sending you lots of love, and I'll see you next time.